changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
I want to jumpstart adapting today. We think of evolution as sometimes this, I don't want to use the word violent, but it is the survival of the fittest, right? And yet it is the adaptations of people, of animals, etc., that allow them to not only survive, but to thrive. We are a microcosm of that macrocosm. My mind's kind of on big words, I guess, this morning. But we are. We're a microcosm of that macrocosm. And as we adapt in little things in what we call life, because life is only in the moment, when we make an adaptation, we are making a choice as to who we are and where we're going to be, and et cetera, et cetera. Give you an example. This morning I got up early. Teddy and I woke up at 6. He wakes up now by looking over my face. You awake, man? You awake? Hey, are you awake? And then he makes very quiet noises, like smacking his lips. So since it was super early and an hour or so before sunrise, I decided I was going to make coffee. And we were going to go out and sit under the tiki hut here out in the marina and watch the sunrise. As I was walking out, carrying my bag and taking Teddy with my thermos of coffee, which I left down there, I'm going to go get it. Carrying everything, we go out to the tiki hut. Now, this is off season here in Key Largo, so there's hardly anybody here. And I go out, so there's rarely anyone out there. And I go out there, and there's one of the other owners here who is here on and off, I would say. That's the way I would put it. Anyway, super nice guy. And all of the benches are wet because it had been raining. Now, here in my mind, I had this plan. I brought my journal. I brought my coffee. I had my dog. Going to watch the sunrise reflected in the clouds and off the bay. Right. And I walk out and there's my neighbor. Super nice guy. And we stand there. I stand there for a few minutes, pour myself coffee and watch the sun a little bit. And we have a little bit of chit chat. And then comes this, what happens now? And I decided that I'm just going to walk away. I'm going to go somewhere else. I decided to adapt. Now, why is that an adaptation? Because, as I've shared before, my mode when I was growing up was there was always bickering and trying to get your way, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and not being open to just, and if you didn't get what you wanted, I think this a lot of this came from my mom, but if you didn't get what you wanted, you were immediately disappointed. And in my mind, what I wanted was to sit out there quietly underneath the tiki hut and watch the sunrise. Short of that, I wanted to go sit on one of the many benches out there. But they had all been rained on and were soaked in water, and I didn't bring anything to wipe them off. I decided in that moment not only to adapt. This was not a big deal for me. What I'm saying is that in the past, I would have gone, there goes the morning, which means there goes the day. And as we seek, Jesus said, we find. As you seek, you find. And so as we begin to mentally seek more things going wrong or more things being problems, or there you go, first thing in the morning, I didn't get what I wanted. I didn't get my way. And then you begin to notice a pattern. And as we notice patterns, we get trapped in them. And when we adapt to what happens, then we begin to make the most of the new thing. So what happened with me this morning? I realized after a moment, because Brent says, yeah, if you ever see me out here, I'm about to explain. Lisa, good question, adapting or accepting. The word adapt, let me give you a definition. I looked it up and it's in the description, is defined as to adjust or modify, accept it. I'm using your word now. The word adapt is defined as to adjust or modify fittingly, to adjust or modify fittingly. More than accepting, I think accepting for me would have been, hey, everything's kind of wet. Let's just go back up in the condo. Heck, the wall opens and I've got a fifth floor view, you know, over the bay. So let's go back up there, which is what we often do. I decided to say to myself, there's something even better here. And I looked over and somebody had taken these really cool, we used to call them Adirondack chairs. You know, you see them in beaches and stuff like that, and put them up on top of a reef, not a very high reef, right up in a corner. And it looked straight out into the marina and gave you a really kind of a better view of the sunrise. Not so much on the water, but they had left the fish lights on. They have these lights that attract fish, and they had left those on. So you had those shimmering as the sunlight was coming down. I never would have seen it had I not adapted. So I guess the way I want to look at this, and I've shared with you before, is it's the word positive. And this is part of all of my speeches, you know, and that is that this is not about positive thinking. Positive thinking is everything's going to work out great all the time. It's not. This is about taking what you have and saying, what can I make the best of? What can I take what I have without lamenting what is missing? As I was taking the walk down the pier, I guess, from the marina, I never thought to myself, well, how could he be there on this one morning that I want to be there? My inner Eeyore, right? It never occurred to me. I was thinking so much because we've been talking about the book, The Tao of Pooh. I've been thinking so much about that and that quote from Pooh that ask him what his favorite day of the year is. And he says, today, you know. And I just was so like, okay, how can I be Pooh-like? How can I adapt? How can I just say, okay, and go this way? And that's what I chose to do. And it was a much better morning for myself. Here's the reason we do this, by the way. For something that just happened, you'd think of, I'd been thinking about it forever, and I kind of have. And that is that if all things actually are caused well before they occur, right? When we, our brains make the decision. My brain decided, get up this morning, go out to the tiki hut and have your coffee and do some journaling. All right, so that's my prefrontal cortex. And for me to do that, it's the planning machine, right? And the reason it's the planning machine is it says, remember to take both your glasses and your sunglasses, because after the sun comes up, it's going to be bright. Remember to take a ball cap. Remember to take a coffee cup. Remember your journal, not only a journal, but the special pen. Do you see? It's the planner. It makes the plans. And then life comes along and goes, poof. That's why the old joke of we make plans and God laughs. There's nothing wrong with making plans. We need to make plans. That's what we do. We can't be attached to them. We have to adapt to new opportunities. We have to say, and then shrug it off. And that's where we get in trouble. Because our ego, who has been busy, not our ego, but yeah, our prefrontal cortex has been making the plan. It doesn't want to just go, why did you make me throw away, or rather it does. It wants to go, why did you make me throw away my plan? So I invite you today to adapt. Let me give you that definition one more time. To adjust or modify fittingly. To adjust or modify fittingly. And I give two steps in the description here. Number one, don't make it worse. Don't make it worse. How do you make it worse? You become attached to what you thought it absolutely had to be and how to go. And number two, pull the best out of it. In other words, look for something even better in the midst of what's going on. You have that power to adapt. We just all tend to fall into, as we talked about a couple of days ago, that rut, that grave with the ends kicked out. We need to begin to get out. We need to begin to adapt. Just simply not get so attached. And things work out better for us.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.